USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Those daily penny declines are adding up as gas prices are down almost a dime in the last 2 weeks. The AAA station survey showing the national average for regular is down another cent to $4.24 a gallon. The nation's least expensive gas is in Kansas and Missouri, where the statewide average in both states is down to $3.76 a gallon. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is defending her past work representing some detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
The people who were being accused by our government under our constitutional scheme were entitled to representation.
During day two of her Senate confirmation hearing, Jackson adding that federal public defenders do not get to pick their clients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
People's wages are having a hard time keeping up with inflation.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over 740,000 General Motors SUVs are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The GMC Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 have headlight beams that can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The NHTSA saying reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. GM had asked all regulators to avoid a recall, but were denied. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
As oil prices remain high, there's new pressure to increase U.S. oil production, but experts in the industry say it's not that simple. Mike Moncla is the president of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. He's also co-owner of Moncla Workover Drilling, a rig service company. He says it's not as simple as just getting out there and drilling.
Well, the oil company's doing all they can to get rigs back out. Our family business, we've gone from running probably 15 rigs to 26. We're doing all we can.
Moncla also tells Fox Business it's been a challenge finding workers.
Years ago, we had 633 employees, just 7 years ago. And now, you know, we got all the way down to 150, and today we're back up to 300.
Testimony in the trial of four men plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer resumed Tuesday. Testimony in federal court heard yesterday included the defense getting a chance to cross-examine an FBI informant known as Big Dan. Prosecutors saying the four men on trial are anti-government extremists. Boulder, Colorado will pause at 2 p.m. to mark 1 year since the mass shooting that left 10 people dead at a King Soopers store. One of the victims was a Boulder police officer. The police department set to honor that victim with a line of duty death commemoration. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.